This is Your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzokowski. In the Western Pacific, on March 27th, U.S. Coast Guard and local partners in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands conducted joint patrols in Saipan's waters to bolster maritime security. The operation, which took place from March 18th to the 22nd, involved multiple agencies and resulted in the boarding of six small vessels and the first ever combined shoreside operation at the port of Saipan. The collaboration aimed to strengthen the ability to monitor and respond to threats in the region's waters. Lieutenant Junior Grade Thomas Formez Su, supervisor of the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Boarding Team, said, quote, "These operations are about more than boardings. We're strengthening relationships and shared awareness that let us and our partners act faster and more cohesively," end quote. Future plans include additional joint patrols and coordinated operations to further enhance regional security. On March 28th, Exercise Sea Dragon 2026 concluded at Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. After 20 days of multinational anti-submarine warfare, or ASW, training, the exercise was hosted by Commander Task Force 72 and involved P-8A Poseidon aircraft from the U.S. Navy, the Indian Navy, the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, and the Royal Australian Air Force, as well as the Royal New Zealand Air Force. The training was designed to improve the participating nations' ability to conduct multinational operations. These exercises continue to reaffirm our shared commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.